to the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM. Yes, it is that time of the week where we talk everything foodie foodness. Yeah. Now, it was supposed to be Morgan and I today. However, his beeper went off, so he's had to nip off, but he will be back. But this week, we are talking food from Scotland. Morgs and I have just returned from a week's touring around Scotland on the motorbikes, all the way up to the very top of the Highlands, and then zigzagged our way back down. And oh, the food we have had this last week has been nothing short of fantastic. From kippers, yeah, kippers, haggis, yeah, and to be honest, my favourite, the full Scottish. That's what you actually get asked. I know we used to hear, yeah, what do you want for breakfast? Full English. No, up there, understandably, it's, would you like the full Scottish? Damn right, absolutely. So, lots of stuff like that to come. And hopefully, Morgs will be back in time to help me describe some, because I'm a bit biased. I just like it all.
You're like a storm against the window. Just
of course, Westlife and amazing here on the Food and Drink Show. So basically, last Wednesday, after the food show, went home, packed the bags, loaded the bikes, and we set off on our first leg of the Scotland trip. And the first leg took us basically from Clitheroe up to Loch Lomond. Now, you think it's quite a way, it looks a way on the map, but it was easily done in 4 hours, nice and steady away. And not really foodie-esque, but that first leg was just motorway fast food. Now, there is a difference. I don't care what anybody says, there is a difference. Because the different motorway services in the UK are very different to the motorway services in Bonnie, Scotland. And in particular, we noticed a difference between the sandwiches. Sandwiches in England were all the usual, you know, egg mayo, the chicken, bacon, lettuce, and all that kind of stuff. In Scotland, they were far more stodgy. Bacon and sausages and that kind of stuff. So the first day, we're not really going to count. But the good news is, Morgan has just returned from his beeper. And so we're going to continue because he appreciated the stodge far more than I did.
Tank fly, boss walk, jam, nitty gritty. You're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam High. This is Jam High. Jam nitty gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam High. This is Jam High.
International and Dub Be Good To Me here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show. Right, yeah, so he's back.
I'm back.
Right.
Hello.
Was it anything serious?
No.
Just a AFA?
Pretty much, yeah.
Automatic fire alarm, yeah. False alarm.
False alarm.
Anyway, listen, you might think you've got the best son, but I'm telling you now, this lad here has outdone himself today. Do you know what? I've been out on that call, knew how hot it was here in the studio, yeah. And he's been and bought me a fan. Well, us. a fan.
Well,
although you're not getting much of it at the minute.
It was meant to be, so they could blow past me at you and cool me down more so. But yeah, it seems that you've ended up getting all of it.
Thank you so much for that.
It's all right.
That is making a massive difference.
I'm glad it is for you.
Right, so today's Food and Drink Show, all about our Scotland tour.
Oh, yeah.
So the first night, I've already explained that we did Loch Lomond and we did all the junk food because it was all motorway miles just to get us up
just
there.
On the services, get up there.
The first night, we stayed in rather a grand hotel.
It was. I can't think of the name of it.
The Ross Lee Hotel in Helensburgh.
That was it.
Is just kind of like in the Trossachs.
In the Trossachs.
By Loch Lomond. Now, it sounds very grand, and it looked very grand.
Yeah.
But hotels are not what they seem in Scotland, are they?
No, but I think they have a quaint...
They have that feel to them,
feel
don't
to
they?
Them that makes them more appealing.
Now, I have to say, every single hotel that we stayed in...
Yeah.
Was £100 near as damn it. That was the budget limit, okay? Yeah. And this one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But let's cut to the food. So, obviously, our first morning meal in Scotland was what?
We had, well, I know what I had. I had a proper full Scottish.
And I was saying that earlier, it's kind of, you know, yeah, what do you want for breakfast? Yeah, no, I'll have a full English. Up there, full Scottish...
It's a full Scottish.
...is better.
Oh, yes.
Because on the full Scottish, right, you did get a choice, but mine was bacon, sausage, egg, black pudding, haggis, hash brown, beans, and mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
However, we knew that would probably be... One of the main meals of the day, because we didn't want to stop, did we?
If we stopped again, it'd be for a brew, quick drink.
Can you just tell us the alternative?
Yeah, the alternative that
you
that
seem
I went
to
for.
Become a big fan of.
Oh, I've always been a big fan of them.
Go on.
The tatty scone.
The tatty scone or the tatty cakes?
Tatty cakes.
Explain what it is, if you can.
It's a potato cake, basically. It's like... Instead of using flour and eggs and all that sort of stuff to make a little stodgy American pancake, they use potato instead, like mashed potato.
But it's instead of the hash brown, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you preferred it?
Yeah.
So they deep fry it, don't they?
I don't know if they deep fry it. They do it more like a fried bread.
Right, okay.
And it just works so well.
Yeah. Every single... The Scots are just incredible at sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Without that, not a single bad sausage on the whole trip.
Nope.
So that was day one. We had the full Scottish.
Yeah.
In the evening, we'll tell you about that next when we come back after Talking Heads and burning down the house.
Me! sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag, Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
Premier Chadburn Village Store does exactly what it says on the tin. A local convenience store run by local people that offers the cheapest 24/7 pay at the pump fuel, comprehensive range of groceries, and we're also a pay zone provider for bill payments and mobile top-ups. Open from 6am until 9pm, we're here when you need us.
Chadburn Village Store, open when you need us most.
Here's a public service announcement on behalf of James Owl Limited.
Hello, I'm James. I want to let you know that if you've had an accident with your vehicle, no matter how big or small, I can help. All it takes is just one call.
We have over 35 years of experience and over 30 manufacturer approvals like Land Rover, Jaguar, BMW, Mercedes and many more, which means your warranty stays intact and so does your no-claims discount if it wasn't your fault, with just one call. We take care of you from day one, dealing with your insurance company, providing you with a replacement vehicle, regular updates, in fact, everything, with just one call. Remember, it's your vehicle, it's your choice. Call 01200 444 555 or visit jamesout.co.uk.
Do you want to give your home a stylish new look? Then discover Style Shutters Ribble Valley in Clitheroe. Beautiful bespoke window shutters that don't just look stunning, they help keep your home warmer in winter, cooler in summer, while giving you brilliant light control and privacy too. With a huge choice of colours, finishes and made-to-measure designs, Annabelle and Sam bring the showroom to you. For quality, style and expert local service, Google Style Shutters Ribble Valley or find us on social media.
fast approaching 1:30 on this Wednesday afternoon. That is, look at you on your water. Loads of it.
Honestly, I put some ice in this probably 15 minutes ago.
And it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Anyway, just as a quick aside of our foodie motorcycle trip around Scotland, do you know what's for tea tonight? It's already sorted.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we on?
We're having Caribbean prawn cocktail.
Oh. Ooh. All right, yeah.
You up for that?
Yeah, I'll be right. Yeah, I'm behind that. Yeah.
No, you're not. I'm in front of it.
Oh.
The fan.
Come off
it. So day two saw us, after our full Scottish, arrive at a place called the Akilty Guest House.
Yes.
And we just, when we arrived, we went, literally in the middle of nowhere.
It was.
In deepest, darkest Scotland.
Yeah.
Went into reception and he said, no, there's no bar. All right, okay. Well, you do serve food, don't you? Oh, yes, and I'm the chef. So this was... He was lovely, though, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. He was absolutely
lovely. I think he was either Ethiopian or maybe Somalian.
Yeah.
Perfect Queen's English, which was just surreal in the middle of Scotland, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're expecting this harsh, deep Scottish accent.
Yeah.
And it was Queen's English.
It was. And he said, no, I'm the chef as well.
Yeah.
He said, we took it over a month ago, and we were like, uh-oh.
Is the a housekeeper, the receptionist, the chef?
I nearly said the wrong one then. Those of you that remember it will know. It was like Fawlty Towers. Anyway, we were kind of a little bit sus, weren't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, came down for dinner, and the menu sounded amazing.
It did.
We were still a bit nervous.
Mm.
But then he said, and of course, you can have my signature bacon cheeseburger.
Yes.
And we both sort of like went, in our heads, guess that's a safe bet.
It is a safe bet.
So we went with it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Probably one of the best burgers I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was
huge. And he came and told us about it afterwards. He buys Angus beef.
Yeah.
Yeah? Makes his own beef patties and seasons them.
Yeah.
They were cooked just on the pink side in the middle.
Which is how it should be.
Which is how it should be if you're using proper steak for your burger. Incredible salad, great cheese, loads of smoky bacon.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best burgers I've ever had.
It was, really.
Would you agree?
It was, yeah.
Little bit short on the fries.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to call that a success in terms of the food.
Definitely a success. 100% a success.
Maybe we can't see the bottom. I just wanna dive in with you. I just wanna lie here with you. Oh, oh my love, just be careful.
Right, so here we go. Day 3 on the foodie tour of Scotland last week. Morgs and I, producer Morgs and I, went on the motorcycles touring around Scotland, trying out all the different foods that we could find. And we kind of really wanted to go local, didn't we, Morgs?
We did, yeah.
You know, just as local as we could. Now, bearing in mind, on the west coast of Scotland, there's some of the best fish ever. Yeah. Also, some of the a lot of the traditional Scottish fare as well. So we tried the haggis. We tried their sort of like Scottish derivative of black pudding, which is much better than how down here we tend to absolutely fry the heck out of it.
Fry the heck out of it and over season it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas up there it was like tender. It was. Can you say juicy, really? But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was juicy, but I know what you're trying to say.
So on the way up to our third night stay, we actually stopped in a place that was literally as far from anything in every direction as you could get. You're in a valley. We've been riding the bikes for like 3 hours into this valley, and we came across this little cafe called the Glenshiel Cafe.
Yep.
And it was basically a coffee stop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But when you went in to get the coffees, what did you see? It was also a manufacturing plant, wasn't it?
It was.
And
they made their own chocolate.
I clocked the sign as I was waiting on the car park, and I thought, I wonder if.
Yeah.
And boy, did you. Let's just talk about the two flavours that we got.
Yes, so there were many flavours, but these guys, they produce their own chocolate, and it's actually sold in Selfridges in London.
Wow!
So it's not a small operation. They've got some going with it, but
it's not so much the operation, it's because, obviously, I'm guessing because of the quality.
The quality, yeah.
Right, okay.
So I got a bar of the dark chocolate with Isle of Skye sea salt.
I'm frothing.
It was good.
Which was, it was a quality dark chocolate.
It wasn't bitter.
No, and then all of a sudden, you'd get that little crystal of that sea salt.
They were full crystals of sea salt as well.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, the other bar, we tasted for the first time last night.
Yeah.
Just describe that one.
So that one, I thought it was a bit of a risk, I must admit. I was unsure how it was going to go.
When you told me, I was like, what?
But it was dark chocolate with haggis seasoning.
Now, we had to check last night what seasoning they'd use.
Yeah,
can you remember what they were?
It was, same again, Isle of Skye sea salt, black pepper.
And mace.
There was mace, and there was one other in there, and I can't think what it was.
All right.
Oh, it's gone.
Well,
there was a couple more. There was a couple more seasonings.
But it was very subtle.
It was
in
subtle,
the chocolate.
But it made massive difference.
Stunning.
Yeah,
absolutely
was so
stunning.
So good.
And so we stopped there. We've got a couple of bars of that, which we'll probably finish tonight.
Yep.
But the evening meal. And one of my all-time favourites raised it head. So we were in Callander in this little pub, looked at the menu, and it was just full of people that had obviously been on, you know, a bit of a session.
Yeah.
Because obviously we know that happens.
Yeah.
And we were like a little bit dubious again, but looked at the menu, sounded good. What did you go for, Morgan?
So I went nice.
Boring. Sorry.
And yours wasn't?
No.
Just because it's not rounded doesn't mean it's interesting. I went for a nice and simple, creamy mac and cheese.
And was it good?
It was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I went for the traditional...
With the worst name of a dish I've ever heard in my life.
I went for a traditional Cullen skink, which what? Is basically smoked haddock, potatoes, leeks, seasoning in like a thick broth.
Yeah.
Cullen skink is probably one of the best power food dishes you could probably have. It was off the scale.
When you call me boring for macaroni cheese, you had fish, leeks and potato broth.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was better than a bog-standard mac and cheese.
It wasn't a bog-standard. Well, it was very good, thank you.
Well, let's put it this way. At some point over the next week or so, I'm going to be making your Cullen skink. Then you can understand the beauty, the flavours.
That's if you can do it justice.
All right. The indulgence. Anyway, Destiny's Child up next. Say my name.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Or at the crib with another lady. If you took it there, first of all, let me say
Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Craving something seriously next level? Then get down to 115 Guys on Lowergate, Clitheroe, the original and only burger house in town. We're talking gourmet smash burgers, loaded fries, locally sourced produce, and their legendary in-house made spice bags. Big flavour, street cool food, and there's even a children's menu for the little foodies. Order your next burger fix today. Call 01200 411 766 or visit 115guides.co.uk or find them on the socials.
Planning an adventure? Hitching a trailer, caravan or bike rack to your vehicle? Whether it's for work or leisure, Ribble Valley Towing has you covered. Fitting a new tow bar, repairs, electrics, our experienced engineers will sort it. Expert fitting, quality accessories and an honest local service at the right price. Choose Ribble Valley Towing, Unit 20, Twinbrook Industrial Estate, Clitheroe.
Transform your ride with the Wheel Specialist. With branches on the Barrowbrook Industrial Estate and White Hills Business Park in Blackpool, we specialise in everything wheels. From diamond cutting and powder coating, plus exclusive bespoke finishes in any colour you can dream of, and even tyres. We guarantee your wheels will leave our shop looking brand new. Give your wheels the care they deserve. And use code RIBBLE for exclusive discount on your next refurb. Visit our friendly staff now and get a free quote tailored just for you. The Wheel Specialist. Your wheels, our passion.
Do you live in the Ribble Valley? Are you looking for the longest established school uniform supplier in the area? Then visit Ribble Valley Supplies, just off Wellgate near Swales' Cafe. They make it easy for you to find what you need. A stock is arranged in school and size order. Everything is embroidered in-house, meaning they can provide a swift professional service and have experienced staff on hand to help when needed. Ribble Valley Supplies, the easy choice for all things school uniform.
Eyes are like the ocean. Her nails are painted green. A cigarette in her mouth and she mouths, "Hey dear, how you been?" Grey skies out the window, but she's a summer breeze. Come and set the tone, now dear, come sit down next to me. Susan, her hair hangs like curtains, her smile is warm like June. She blinks in slow motion, just like something in the Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes, you can't tell if she's into you. She's a winding road that I've been running on down since I was 7 years old. Left ear on my shoulder and I wonder if that's just how you are. I whisper to the waiter, a glass of something strong. Says I'm about to finally tell you how I've been feeling all along. I said to
I'm
So Cool, that Mark Ronson featuring Ray, Suzanne, and back to our tour around Bonnie Scotland, sir.
I wish I was so cool.
I know.
It's just roasting.
I know. Just grit your teeth and bear it, much like you did on the bike ride.
Yeah.
Because whilst people may think that riding a motorcycle when the weather's nice is lovely, when you've got all that protective gear on...
And you're sat on top of the engine.
Yeah.
So it's directly heating you from underneath.
When you're moving, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But when you come to stop at lights or you get stuck in a little bit of traffic. So we started the morning in Callander, and obviously being at this lovely hostel... Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
The Callander hostel was stunning.
Mm.
Obviously, they don't do breakfast in hostels. You basically just get your room, etc. So we walked up into town.
Well, there was a kitchen, but we didn't have any supplies to make breakfast.
Correct.
So we walked
up into town and found what I can only describe as something akin to an Edinburgh woolen mill shop.
Yeah.
You know, one of those outfitting shops where they got really nice clothes.
It was all like barber and things like that.
Kind of stuff. But upstairs on the mezzanine, they had a cafe.
Yes.
So we went and had breakfast in there. Now, I'm looking through the breakfast menu and thinking, yeah, I really want to do full Scottish again. And then all of a sudden...
I chirped up.
She came to the table. The waitress came to the table and said, right, ready to take your order, sir? And Morgan went, yep. I'll have...
The American pancakes with bacon and maple syrup, please.
Two, please.
And it ended up being more than two, didn't it? We all had it.
So it was kind of not very Scottish.
No.
But done extremely well.
Yeah.
You can't beat bacon, pancakes and maple syrup. The flavour combinations are just superb. But very filling. But that was that.
Oh, I was stuck. I didn't eat till the end of the day.
And we were off, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember where we were heading that day?
That day was down towards Ettrick Bridge, wasn't it?
Yes! And the one we were looking forward to the most. We'll tell you all about it when we come back after Bad Day from Daniel Powter.
Where is the moment we need it the most? You kick up the leaves and the magic is lost.
'cause you had a bad.
Daniel Powter and Bad Day here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
Yes.
Continuing on with our foodie tour of Scotland. So we got up in the morning in Callander, with it being a hostel, no breakfast services.
No, there's a kitchen, but we didn't have supplies.
But we found a kind of Edinburgh Wool and Mill shop.
Yeah, they sort of like Barber and Yeti all and all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Which had a cafe on the mezzanine.
It did.
And I was about to go for full Scottish. Yeah. And then you went, the lady came over and said, "Good morning, what can I get for you, please?" And you said.
And I went, "I'll have the American pancakes with bacon and maple syrup, please."
And I said, "Make that too." Which was not particularly Scottish, but what a great breakfast
was good,
that was.
Though.
That set us up for the
filled
day.
Filled us up
it
for
was
the
delicious.
Day, for sure.
So then we are now heading to our last night.
Yeah.
And I made a point of choosing somewhere for our last night that was going to be a little bit special.
Yeah.
Now, if you think we're paying £100 for hostels, the place that I'd found for the last night was £135 for the twin room. But that included breakfast for the pair of us.
Yeah, for both of us.
And we ended up driving through the middle of nowhere and through some just incredible countryside. And then all of a sudden, this little village popped up, Ettrick Bridge.
Yeah.
In the borders of Scotland.
It's absolutely tiny. We spoke to someone there, and they said there's 150 people live there. That's it.
That's it. And yet, the Cross Keys pub has won Pub of the Year for the last 2 years. On the trot.
Yeah.
For the whole of Scotland.
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, pub of the year in Scotland.
Very sort of traditional country inn, low ceilings, lots of timber, decoratively stunning.
Yeah.
It was the epitome of a really cool, cute country inn, wasn't it? So we all get changed and we had a little bit of chill time and went down for dinner.
Yes.
I needed it. I don't know why, I just needed it. So I went for the traditional house roast dinner. Mm-hmm. Aberdeen Angus beef, all the trimmings, the Yorkshires, etc. And I didn't really catch what you ordered.
Mm.
And then everything arrived and I was like, I don't believe this.
I'm jealous.
So, yeah, it was. What did you have, Morgan?
So I'm not a massive fan of a roast, which, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I saw this on the menu and went, okay, I know what I'm having. So, it was a fresh grilled sea bass fillet, the whole fillet, with absolutely nothing on it, just seasoned with a bit of salt and pepper, on a bed of coconut rice with, it was, I don't know what to describe it as, it was a bit like a Thai curry.
Like a really fine jus rather than a gloopy sauce.
Yeah, it was very delicate, very fragrant, and just with like lots of bits of like baby corn and all that sort of stuff in it, and it was just to die for.
And when we talk about envy,
yeah.
Oh, I had it bad.
Oh, yeah.
I had it bad.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he wouldn't let me have a single taste of it.
Did you ask?
Tried, got that look.
You didn't ask at all? You just said, "Morgs, can I try a bit?" I'd have passed you some over.
So, really quickly, in wrapping things up, the food in Scotland was excellent.
Mm.
Fresh produce, superb. But I'm going to have to push you. I'm going to have to say, of all the meals we had, which was your favourite?
I'm going to have to say the fish. I think the sea bass fillet curry was to die for.
Really?
And to top it off, the breakfast that we had there the next morning was also the best breakfast.
Incredible.
It was.
I'm going to agree. The Cross Keys at Ettrick Bridge, if you're ever in the borders of Scotland, look it up, go and stay. The food's incredible. The place is incredible. And that's it for the Food and Drink Show this week. Thank you so much. Back to normal with the trio. Big Phil back next week. We'll see you then.
See you later.